Editor's note. The following story has been updated to include charges against a local teen. City police say three students were treated at the scene by paramedics and a suspect has been arrested after a noxious substance was discharged into a hallway at Innisdale Secondary School this morning. Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon told Barrie Today that investigating officers who had responded to the call also experienced effects from the substance and were also treated. A portion of the school was ventilated to get it out of the air, Leon said. Emergency crews were called to the Little Avenue School at 10:09 a.m., Wednesday. A suspect was identified by police and was arrested at 11:03 a.m., around the same time the hold and secure had been lifted. Police say a 15-year-old male has been charged with assault with a weapon, weapons dangerous and administering a noxious substance. His identity is protected under the Youth Criminal Justice Act. Hashtag Barrie Police, at Barrie underscore fire and at Simcoe County PS respond to 95 Little Avenue for a suspicious incident at 10:09 a.m. Police confirm noxious substance discharged in hallway. Three students treated at scene. Suspect identified and arrested at 11:03 a.m. Investigation ongoing at bpshqpic.twitter.com/kafenudes. Barrie Police, at Barrie Police, October 18, 2023. An email sent out to the parents of Innisdale students noted a spray substance was released in one of our hallways, wrote Principal Julie Renison. She said emergency services were contacted immediately and they directed the school to keep students and staff within their classrooms. Emergency services personnel assessed the building and released students and staff for lunch, during which time specialized ventilation was brought into the school to air out the building, reads the note to parents. Emergency crews remained on site to assess students and staff as required, Renison added. The school remains open to students and staff, and classes have resumed as scheduled.